Welcome back to another episode in our ongoing NACE International podcast series on COVID-19, the impact of the pandemic on the protective coatings corrosion control industries. My name is Ben Dubose. I'm a staff writer with Coatings Pro Magazine, with Materials Performance Magazine, the official membership magazine of NACE. We're looking at the ongoing impact of the pandemic and how it's affecting the industries that we serve by talking to a lot of experts and leaders within those businesses. Our guest today is certainly a notable name on that front. His name is Ken Rossi. He is Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Surface Preparation Specialist Hold Tight Solutions. Ken, good morning. How are you?
I'm Ben. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you for joining us. And I think a good place to start, before we get into more specific questions about business, COVID-19, what's been going on the last couple of months, what will happen in the months ahead, for anyone who isn't familiar with you or your company, Hold Tight Solutions, just give us a little bit of background about, I suppose, size, number of employees, where you're based, your services. Just give us some background on Hold Tight briefly for any listeners who might not be familiar.
Sure, my pleasure. Yeah, Hold Tight Solutions, we're based in Houston, Texas. We're a family-owned business. We have nine direct employees, and we are a manufacturer and distributor of additives, coatings, and testing equipment for the coating surface preparation industry to assist with cleaning blasted surfaces of soluble salts and contaminants and to prevent flash rusting prior to coating. My primary product is Hold Tight 102. It's used with dry abrasive blasting, wet abrasive, and UHP blasting. Additionally, Hold Tight distributes a preservation coating, HT365, to prevent corrosion and flash rusting of bare steel for up to a year. This is used for storage, shipping, and fabrication of steel products. Finally, Hold Tight is a distributor of testing equipment for measurement of surface conductivity and water quality that also benefit the surface preparation market. We've been in business for over 30 years. I personally have been in the corrosion protection industry for over 29 years. So I'm somewhat of a veteran, I would guess.
Definitely. And one thing that's interesting about Hold Tight, you mentioned being based in Houston. Texas is one of the first states to sort of emerge and begin reopening. That process began in early May. Now, I know a lot of your clients are probably essential businesses anyway, but then there's so much variance overall from state to state. So whereas you guys, your offices, you might be able to go back earlier than some of your clients, how difficult has it been, or how much of a challenge, if any, to navigate in COVID-19, the fact that what's going on for you in Texas might not be the same as one of your clients somewhere else? Has that been an issue for you all in any capacity?
No, it really has not. COVID-19 has definitely put us in a position to have to kind of work with everybody else's schedules and everybody else's situations. But what we have found over the last 3 months, I guess, that we've been involved with this, has been that there's still people are able to conduct business. The challenge has been most specifically for companies or our distributors who are our customers. If they are restricted as far as going in and seeing their customers. So we found that, virtual meetings, phone interviews, phone meetings have become the lifeline to sales directly to the customers of our products. But everybody's in the same situation. We have found internationally, because we do sell our products worldwide, that on an international basis, there has been, we've seen in some markets that they are already starting to experience the second wave that everybody has been fearing. And that has definitely impacted their ability to sell. But for the most part here domestically, It's not been a huge issue. It's been, because we do typically, our product is typically used in what people consider to be essential businesses. We just have had to come up with new ways to get to the customers.
Are the customers able to go out in the field and travel as much as they normally do? I know their business is essential in most cases, so that certainly helps. But the fear that I would have is that just overall, some of the constraints or the hesitation from companies might make them a little more hesitant to put their workers out in the field. Has that been an issue at all? And if it has, what are some of the strategies that they can use to kind of overcome it?
It sure has. Like I said, they typically in one area, just as an example, Houston and the petrochemical and refining market here in this city of Houston, most of those plants are basically have closed their doors to people coming in and visiting, primarily because of potential transmission, but also because most of their employees are not at the plant either. So as a result, what I've seen is the same thing that we've had to do with our customers, our distributors, is people are going to virtual meetings. They're coming up with creative ways to stay in front of their customers, to transact business, to, specify, plan out projects. And so it has been, people have had to become creative. I think one of the more telling things that we will start to see as business has opened up is whether projects that have been planned during this period of time that were delayed, whether they'll actually come back or not. And I can remember when we first started dealing with COVID. My distributor said, yeah, we had projects planned for April, May, June, but they've just been delayed. To see if those really do come back will, I think, be interesting over the next few months.
I think universally, one thing that's true across the board when it comes to your end users and really anyone listening in this industry, everyone is under pressure to cut costs these days because no one budgeted for this entering 2020. So, with some of your end users, your customers under pressure to reduce their costs, how have you all adjusted to that on your end?
Sure. Yeah, that is that one thing that we've really attempted to do here at Hold Tight has been to be creative and thought as to how we can be relevant, continue to be relevant with the end user and our distributors. And that's kind of forced us to look at consideration of different options to provide them with economic reasons to continue to invest in us and to work with them more creatively with terms and things like that that in the past we just haven't had to really consider. And quite honestly, my personal feeling about this COVID, as tough and as difficult as it has been, it has forced us as a company, and I believe really most anybody that's viable in today's economy, to become creative, to do things that we didn't feel like we'd ever have to do, and to figure out ways to do it where it's a win-win for both sides of the transaction.
We're on the phone now with Ken Rossi, Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Surface Preparation Specialist, Hold Tight Solutions. We're talking about the impact of COVID-19 on his company, the overall industry landscape, business these days as we're in mid-June. I'm curious if there's are any industries that are under more pressure at the moment than others when you look at those end users. You mentioned earlier that international companies are feeling the pinch even more because now you're starting to see a second wave in some of those locations. The same can be said about select states around the US. So I know you all have a variety of end users. We talked about the geography of it earlier with the second wave internationally. I'm just curious, from business to business, is there any certain segment that's feeling it more than others, or is it just all about the geography at this point?
You know, I think it's more the business as opposed to geography.
Okay.
I think that, you know, is which is, you know, the industry that's most obvious that's being impacted, at least in our world, is the energy industry.
Okay.
And it certainly has been impacted not only because of COVID, but also, you know, as demand is down, supply grows, prices drop. You know, there it just is truly affected the energy industry here in the Houston area, and I think worldwide. We see that through all our distributors. So that's something that we have to be conscious of. And as a result, you know, we have to, you know, make a few concessions. We have to work with our distributors to help them deal with the effects of that industry. On the other hand, though, the positive thing is that there are industries that are now able to step forward, whether they be infrastructure, construction. There's other industries that utilize steel as a part of their backbone, and as a result, they need coatings, they need corrosion protection, and so it's forced many of our customers, our distributors, to look to new markets. I've had the opportunity to lead some sales meetings and teaching sessions by way of Zoom and other platforms. And the great thing has been the discussion that has occurred about new markets. If the traditional markets are stretched or damaged at this moment, how can we go out and sell your product, our other products, to other markets that we have not had to really look at in the past? And so that's taken a lot of creativity and brainpower to come up with other markets, and I think we're starting to see the effects of that.
Generally speaking, how much of your business is on hold until there's a vaccine, which is probably, from the estimates I've read, mid-2021, best case for when it's widely distributed? I find the timeline a little interesting because at the moment we're sort of in this in-between phase in which most places aren't under a lockdown, yet at the same time, it's not business as usual. At least until you get a vaccine. You mentioned all the Zoom calls that you're having to make still these days as we're talking in mid-June. So I know a lot of your clients are essential business. So with that said, now that there's no lockdowns and travel, while not easy, it's at least easier than it was a couple of months ago. Is the majority of your business going to be able to take place over the next 6 to 12 months, or are there large components that you're not going to have back until there's a vaccine? I'm just sort of curious, from Holdtite's perspective, how much is about waiting for a vaccine and how much is fairly optimistic in terms of the bounce back that you might see for the remainder of 2020?
Well, for one thing, when you look at 2020, it's really, you know, day to day, month to month, as to what's going to happen with the economy, you know, both in the U.S. and internationally. And I do feel like that the, you know, something, some kind of a shield that we can have as a society, being a vaccine, until that is available to us, the area that I really see being impacted the most are the face-to-face opportunities that you have. And for us, the biggest opportunity for those face-to-face meetings is conferences, trade shows, things where, you know, times where people get together and can visit with each other, share ideas, learn more about each other and products. That's more challenging, and I quite honestly don't see that changing until 2021, and probably not till we do have a vaccine. That is the area that I think we're going to miss the most. But again, it leads to creativity and working harder in other areas to compensate for that loss.
No doubt. We certainly know that here at NACE this coming week was supposed to be Corrosion 2020. Obviously, that's not taking place due to the ongoing pandemic and the restrictions on travel and large gatherings. So I think you're right. That's certainly something that until you get a vaccine, you're not going to have any sort of normalcy on that front. And there is a trickle-down effect on business just from the networking, the face-to-face that takes place in those types of forums. Ken, as we wrap up, any final thoughts as far as maybe lessons learned over the first 3 months of the pandemic, outlook for, you know, as we mentioned, 6 to 12 months, it seems like, until there's a vaccine. Basically, anything that we haven't covered in the last 15 minutes or so that might be of value to our listeners that you've learned about the corrosion industry as it pertains to COVID-19 and the best ways potentially to navigate it in the months ahead.
Yeah, just, you know, what we have really appreciated as an organization, and I've watched other organizations like NACE and publications like yours come up with new ways to reach their customer base. We've had to do the same thing, and so it's caused us to really consider what we do on a daily basis and how can we create more of a team, not only within our company, but also with our customers, our distributors. And it's really forced us to, to reach out and have, expand the relationships that have always been there. But now that people have time, there's the opportunity to spend a little bit more time, even though maybe virtual or over the phone, you still can form relationships. And, you know, what I've really enjoyed, and I'll never forget one conversation I had with a customer out of Louisiana, and just hearing his story about the positive impact that COVID has had on him and his family. He would never have dreamed of sharing anything like that with me, you know, prior to that. But that was just, I think there is just a need to personalize even more so our efforts. And again, because we're not going to be able to be face-to-face for a while. So that's one of the things I've really, a takeaway from this whole time that has really been fun and also a challenge to figure out how to do that in a way that makes sense for both parties.
Sure. Folks, he is Ken Rossi, Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Hold Tight Solutions. Excellent insight there. Ken, thank you so much for the time and look forward to catching up down the road.
Thanks, Ben. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks to Ken Rossi, Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Hold Tight Solutions for joining us. Thought he had some really nice insights on a number of fronts that hopefully can be helpful to all of you listening. And with that, we will bring this episode to a close. Again, thanks to Ken for joining us. Thanks to you for listening. And if you want more information before our next episode, the best place to get it is at our websites. For NACE International, that's nace.org. For Materials Performance Magazine, the official membership magazine of NACE, that's materialsperformance.com. And for Coatings Pro Magazine, which is geared for industrial and commercial coatings contractors, you can find that at coatingspromag.com. That's how you can get information even before we get our next podcast episode to this ongoing series. And of course, if you want those, besides checking at your listening platform or website of choice, if you'd be kind enough to subscribe, leave us a positive review, that's how we can continue to provide these episodes as frequently as we do. And of course, with your positive rating, that will help more people in the corrosion control field or anywhere else for that matter, find these episodes by boosting our stock, so to speak, on those various distributors such as iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever it is that you listen to your podcast. Again, subscribe. You get the benefit of episodes right when they come out. And then with your review, you increase the distribution to where it's easier for new people to continue finding these as we continue the ongoing COVID-19 series, looking at how the pandemic is changing the protective coatings, the corrosion control fields, and where it is that we go from here, at least for the remainder of 2020 and probably early 2021 before there's any reasonable hope of a vaccine and some return to normalcy. Anyway, with that, we will bring this episode to a close. Again, my name is Ben Dubose, staff writer for Materials Performance and Coatings Pro. Thanks as always for listening, and please come back soon for another podcast right here at NACE International.